Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, I recently got my new insurance quote, and my rate is going to go up $96 a month, so we're talking close to $1,200 a year. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable, and I'm sorry, this thing is a turkey, and no amount of dressing is going to make it palatable.
Here's a caller from North Carolina who doesn't think too much about the Affordable Health Care Act. Obamacare, the Health Care Act. Is it really what it's supposed to be? Well, that's the number one item of discussion this week on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the hot hits, the top 5 + 5 = 10 items on the chart from the week of October 21st to the 26th. Let's run them down here. Number 10, the White House twittering. Number 9, the World Series. Woo-hoo, Red Sox. Iran, number 8. Number 7, the NSA spying controversy. Number 6, violent Facebook videos and what Facebook has done or hasn't done. Number 5, the jobs report, shutdown aftermath. Number 4, state of the Republican Party is 3. Violence in our schools, number 2. And Obamacare is number 1. So let's move into the number 1 position. We'll start up with number 1, move toward number 10. Here is Sanjay Gupta talking to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius about the problems with health care, the website specifically. Listen to her attitude.
I want to talk about this website and ask specifically, what is wrong with it?
Well, I think what we know is that we had an enormous volume, and the volume both caused some issues to show up and exposed some additional issues. People can't get through it as quickly as possible. We can't get the volume through, although people are getting through every day. So we're not at all satisfied with the workings of the website. We want it to be smooth and easy and let consumers compare plans and choose a plan that's good for themselves and their family, and that's what I'm focused on.
So this was a volume problem?
Well, I think volume was extremely high, which is good news. We've had nearly 20 million people visit the website in the first 3 weeks, and that shows, I think, the pent-up interest that people have in affordable, available health coverage. But I would say volume caused some problems, but it also exposed some additional problems. And so we're working hard to make sure that people can go on the site, find the plans they want, make good decisions for themselves and their families.
You know, according to congressional investigators, just weeks before the launch, about two-thirds of insurers had some concerns, specific concerns, that the website would not be ready. Just days before the launch, a test was conducted, and the website crashed with just a few hundred users at that time. How was the decision made to still go forward?
Well, Sanjay, there are people in this country who have waited decades for affordable health coverage for themselves and their families. I see them all over the country. You probably saw them on your recent bus tour, people who are so eager for this to happen. And what's clear is we have a product. The product really works. We have created a market where there wasn't a market. People have competitive private plans at affordable prices. They have the advantage, if they don't have employer paying a share of their coverage, they are going to have some tax help paying a share of their coverage. So waiting is not really an option. People can sign up on the website, at the call center, in person. We have people signing up each and every day. We just want to make sure that the website works smoothly for everybody.
The president did say that he was angry about this. And do you know when he first knew that there was a problem?
Well, I think it became clear fairly early on, the first couple of days.
Not before October 1st? There was no concern at that point, either in the White House or at HHS?
I think that we talked about having testing going forward, and if we had an ideal situation and could have built a product in, you know, a five-year period of time, we probably would have taken 5 years, but we didn't have 5 years, and certainly Americans who rely on health coverage didn't have 5 years for us to wait. We wanted to make sure we made good on this final implementation of the law. And again, people can sign up. Call center is open for business. We've had 1,100,000 calls. We've had 19 million people visit the website. 500,000 accounts created, and people are shopping every day. So people are signing up, and they're there's help in neighborhoods around the country that people can have a one-on-one visit with a trained navigator and figure out how to sign up. So people are able to sign up.
Coming up, more on Obamacare, if you will, the Affordable Health Care Act, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's continue the count up to number 10, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Number one on the countdown focuses on the Affordable Health Care Act. Here is Brad Shepard along with Bo Sullivan talking to Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts about the latest here on Obamacare and the website problems.
Where do things stand? I think characterizing what's happened as epic fail under the circumstances is very fair and very reasonable. And I think that calling it a glitch, I don't think anybody's going to do that anymore. It's just a real mess. So what's the latest on all of this, Rich?
Well, I think that the question you raise is certainly solid. It's we're on a long pause, I think. And
yeah.
As you wait and see over the next few days, clearly, I thought that the president did what you're supposed to do on Monday. You certainly have to acknowledge the problem. There's no doubt about that. And then you try to suggest the high points and the good points of it, and then point out that the current implementation plan is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that certainly they brought in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And you can see what's going to happen over the next few weeks. I think that there's some room here, but at the same time, not to miss the point that this did not go the way the administration said it would.
What about the timing on all of this, Rich? There's a big concern out there motivating what Rubio is doing and suggesting that everybody pause for a little while and that the thing runs successfully for 6 months before they try to assess any penalty for those who are not able to sign up. Do you think that this thing can get fixed, patched up, put back online in time to get to it? Because it just sounds like it's a massive mess.
Well, I think that you do have some room here. I think that you're going to see in the next few weeks a really strong opportunity to get some of these glitches corrected. But at the same time, not to miss the point, that part of the problem is, as usual, more complex than we want to all acknowledge, and that's you have many governors across the country who have not accepted parts of the Medicaid rollout, and that has complicated the issue as well. So I think that given the issue that we're just coming off of in terms of closing down the government, it's time for an air of calmness to prevail here and to try to fix these issues and to point out that even as you can see in Massachusetts, that there were some bumps in the road, but clearly, again, a relatively high satisfaction rate as recently as last week, as reported.
Yes, that seems to be a fact that everybody's missing, too. The 17 or 18 states that have their own exchanges up seem to be running pretty smoothly.
Well, let's be candid about something. How long did it take the successful implementation of Medicare to play out?
Oh, God.
I mean, it was.
I don't remember.
Well, no, you wouldn't remember, but we've gone back and looked at that and point out something else I think is really interesting. It took the state of Arizona 30 years from the time Johnson proposed Medicaid to implement it.
30 years?
30 years from the time it was fully implemented in the state of Arizona. So, I mean, there are a host of questions here, not to miss the point that when you have an issue of this magnitude where the private sector is doing their work and it seems as though the governmental sector, in terms of technology, has overpromised, and I think that that's what you want to make sure of, is you can get the bumps out.
Talk radio caller reaction, there's been plenty of that, and here's a summary, sort of a montage of people wanting to talk about the problems with the healthcare.com website.
Yeah, my concern is that the website is not up and running anywhere near to what it needs to be, and it would be good to hear the president, I don't want to say concede, but at least put it on suspension, if you will, until it can get it up and running and be able to handle all this very sensitive information that's being collected to look at a program for people to use.
I'm a health insurance broker, and I tried for myself just to set up an account and was not able to do that for about 12 days. But, you know, I have a customer, for example, who was able to set up an account. But what happened in her case is her and her husband do not have any dependents. They're making about $46,000 or $48,000 in income. She was flagged in the system as being eligible for Medicaid, which obviously is a huge mistake. So the system is not working. The other problem that I have is, or it's not really a problem, but this is what I'm dealing with. All my customers that bought insurance from me after March of 2010, they all have to switch. So right now, I'm not dealing even with signing up new customers. I'm just dealing with my existing book of business, sorting through who cannot keep their coverage into next year. And what that means is there's, of course, a lot of people that are getting these notices from Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and other insurance carriers, and they have to switch. And I think that creates more backlog as well, because the notion that everybody who has insurance can keep it, that's not really 100% correct, because they can't. They all have to either buy insurance on the exchange in Maryland or off the exchange.
I'm a self-employed guy with I have cancer, and I have been unable to get health care. So here in Connecticut, we have our own exchange, and the first day, couldn't get on it. Second day, worked perfectly. I was surprised at how affordable the stuff is, and it's really terrific. So I think that the states that have Republican governors that have opted out and went to these federal ones are the ones having more problems. Kentucky, other places are doing pretty well.
People are starting to be very thoughtful about the problems here. I mean, anybody who's dealt with Verizon Wireless customer support knows that when you've got a huge organization trying to deal and help a lot of people, there are going to be glitches. I mean, it's a huge, huge undertaking that they're doing. And they're dealing with different kinds of code. It's like people coming into a room and everyone speaking a different language. You know, anyone who knows about IT knows that this is an IT problem.
So let's see, I keep moving here, keep the energy going. We're going to shift to the focus on school violence up next. Stand by here on this weekly review of the world of News Talk Radio.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You're listening to our weekly overview. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown this week. The violence in schools, the shooting in Nevada, the stabbing in Massachusetts, the foiled shooting plot in Washington State. From our countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, host Chris Baker talking about the child who shot two students, killed a teacher in Nevada, and whether or not the parents should be charged. That seems to be the focus here.
There was this tragic shooting in Arizona earlier this week. It's a very, very sad story. And, you know, there are now people out who, you know, of course, the anti-gun people are running around trying to exploit this tragedy to promote their agenda. And then, of course, there's a former Marine who was a teacher who approached the child, 13-year-old kid, and wanted, you know, tried to talk the kid into, you know, he put the gun down, and sadly, the student shot this former Marine, who's now a teacher and father of two. So sadly, he is now no longer with us. And I think that that lends credence to something that I've been an advocate of for quite a while, and that is arming teachers in school to stop school shootings, because that's the only way to do that effectively. But it also brings up something else, because the parents of this student are now being threatened with being charged as accessories in this heinous and horrible crime. And I know it's been a long-standing debate in our society to punish and charge parents with a crime if their children, their offspring, should take a weapon from the home and use it in a, well, in a crime, in a murder, in a school shooting, which, you know, obviously tragedies. But I'm going to tell you, I am not a person who believes that you should charge the parents. I think in a specific case, in specific circumstances, maybe. But in general, no. Because let's take this case in Arizona for a moment. The kid who did this killed himself. I would never wish that on any parent.
Up next here on the countdown, the state of the Republican Party. It's actually at number three this week as we move toward number 10. Host Rob Hunter and Karen Dozier talk to Senator John McCain about the state of the Republican Party in the aftermath of the shutdown earlier in the month.
First question I have for you is about the Republican Party, and I'm just curious as to your take on this. Who's the face of the party right now? Is it you, Chris Christie maybe, or is it like the Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin sort of faction of it?
Well, I think that there's a debate going on in the Republican Party. I think that it's not just on domestic issues, but on foreign policy as well, whether we're isolationists or internationalists. And frankly, it's not clear, because I think this debate is going to get into the 2014 elections and could possibly be a part of the contest for the nomination for President of the United States in 2016.
Recent poll that came out said that so many Americans are disgusted with what we just dealt with the budget fight that they would fail to reelect their members of Congress, even though they tend to rate their own members of Congress better than Congress in general. So if you're a betting man, which way did the bulk of the voters go? Did they go with the Tea Party or did they go with you?
Well, Kerry, I think that there's many polls. The latest is a CNN poll this morning. On that poll, the Tea Partiers are viewed 28 favorably, 56 unfavorably. Senator Cruz is 23 favorable and 42 unfavorable. I am rated 48 favorable and 42 unfavorable. But other Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, is 23 favorable, 42 unfavorable. And wow. Boehner, same numbers. The shutdown did very great damage to our party, and let's be very frank about it. It was a fool's errand. It harmed the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of citizens of our state. You know, we turned away 600,000 visitors to our national parks in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, we lost $45 million in tourist revenue. It's just not acceptable to do that to innocent American citizens because we are in a fight in a sandbox in Washington.
The shutdown aftermath and the jobs report. Hey, let's find out how we're doing in those departments, as that conversation was front and center with lots of people, especially on the Money Radio program. So that's up next on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And the winner of fallback pricing is...
you.
The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the week for Friday, October 25th. Okay, let's get serious about number four on the countdown, aftermath of the shutdown. Here's host Daryl Parks talking about the pork for Senator McConnell in last week's bill to end the shutdown and how, after the fact, he said, "Wow, I didn't know that was there."
Before the House voted on that this week, almost in the dead of the night, I read it. That takes a little research, but we all have access to Google, right? I'm reading the 35-page bill. I was like, all right, what is this section here? And on my computer, and boom, there it comes up. Oh, $3 billion for a dam. A dam on the Ohio River. Who knew we needed a dam? Now, the dam is the Olmsted Locks and Dams Project, which is 17 miles upstream from where the Ohio River hits the Mississippi River. The bill that was passed originated in the Senate, and it was negotiated by Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and it was negotiated by Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, right? So these two guys and their staff are negotiating this bill. So now Mitch McConnell is claiming he didn't know it was in there. And then his staffers are saying it's Dianne Feinstein's fault, and it's the senator from Tennessee's fault, and it's Obama's fault. And then they said it's like this group of other senators knew it was in there, so it's their fault. It's not my fault. So if you're negotiating a bill, 35 pages long, I mean, we're not talking about a bill that's, thousands and thousands of pages long. And dumb talk show host Daryl Parks, he read it in 30 minutes. Doing Google research the other night, before the House voted on it, 35 pages long, you can't claim ignorance, especially when you're negotiating it.
Jobs report number five on the countdown. Here's host David Cruz talking to political analyst Peter Matthews about the September jobs report released this week after being delayed, so they say, by the shutdown.
Your interpretation, your view, your perspective on the jobs report?
It was very, very weak. In fact, the experts were expecting 180,000 jobs to be created in September. They only got 148,000, Dave. That is anemic. And it didn't even include the shutdown furloughs. That number will come in through October. We'll get that later on.
That's right. So we had we may have had even a more dismal situation, and we threw it all together. Now, I'm not trying to be here as a naysayer, but you've seen these patterns and cycles long enough. The 7.2%, I said it's deceptive, disingenuous, because it doesn't take into account all the people who have left the workforce. Is it true, or do you have any data that suggests that some of these people are now also going on long-term disability and other programs just to survive?
Yes, they are. And not only that, but they're growing in numbers because a lot of people just stop looking for work, Dave, and they're using other kinds of social programs like disability, long-term unemployment, and that doesn't last long enough for most of them. You know, and then the shutdown and debt ceiling debacle has even made it worse for a lot of the folks in the unemployed and the underemployed market. You know, so we got another thing is the fiscal policy on top of all of this.
All right, go ahead.
Fiscal policy. Let me get into that for a minute.
Sure.
If that's been a drag on the economy. For example, payroll tax hikes, which started in January, and across the board cuts from the sequester, which you know about all year that's been happening, and the government shutdown and debt ceiling crisis. All of this has been a drag on the fiscal side, the taxing and spending side of the economy, which really hurts job creation tremendously and brings it down.
All right. There is another report out also this week that really troubles me, and I want to ask you about this because I think it ties in to the present and future jobs outlook. And it's this thing about 15% of America's youth between the ages of 16 and 24 are neither in school nor working. What does that portend for us in the future?
That is very, very dangerous for us because these folks are going to be the next generation, and they will not be equipped for the 21st century. And look, that could also increase the crime rates. It includes the poverty rates and then less money in their hands to be able to buy things, which is a bigger drag on the economy. And, you know, this is really a bad situation. We've got to get these folks into jobs, into training, into technical schools and trade schools. If you're in high school, you don't want to go on to college. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be a problem because we should have right away for you available a technical and trade school so you can get the skills that you need to make the products in America that are coming up.
To get to work right away.
Absolutely. Get to work right away. So that way you want to drop out of school. You'll be happy to stay in school and get the training in that field.
We are now seeing fewer males going into colleges. I'm talking even community colleges than we have seen throughout the history of this country. What is going on with, is this coupled again with an anemic job situation that more women are going to schools but guys are not?
It is a very dangerous trend. It's like 57% of college students are female and 43% are male, and that's a problem for males and for the society as a whole. Because that means that these young men are dropping out of college, many of them not even graduating from high school, and that is very dangerous in terms of losing a big part of our population for productivity gains.
Up next, the Facebook fiasco. Is there a fiasco there? Well, there's a lot of controversy about violence and what will be shown on Facebook or not. The NSA and Iran all on their way here on this review of the Talk Radio World. It's the Countdown on the air.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 6 this week. The item that's number 6, those Facebook videos, the violence, the beheadings, and all that kind of stuff. People have been talking about that, including talk host Michael Brown. Here, the focus is on Facebook flip-flopping. How do you like that for an alliteration? Focus on Facebook flip-flopping. That is the allowance of beheading videos to be posted, but yet there are other things that aren't as violent that are okay. Man, somebody certainly lost the reality quotient when it came to that.
Was a story reported on BBC News about Facebook allowing the beheading clips to return to the social network. Now, I don't know whether you're aware or not, but there are a lot of places on the Internet where these terrorist organizations, Middle East and elsewhere, will post the videos that they make with their cell phones. They're no different than you and me in that regard. They use the same technology, and they have the same kind of social habits of something's going on, well, let's record it, and let's get it up on a social network, and let's push our cause. They just happen to push their cause by cutting people's heads off. Well, I was fascinated by the story because Facebook, much like Twitter, or for that matter, just the Internet at large, has become such a integral part, that's a good way to put it, an integral part of how we now just not interact with one another on an individual basis. I mean, you have all your Facebook, your so-called Facebook friends, which I put in air quotes, versus those real friends that you have on Facebook. And you think of all the pages that you like. There are all sorts of pages that you can like on Facebook. And if you're like me, you tend to like different pages because, well, sometimes I like to know what the enemy's saying. And there are some people I like to follow because they generally have interesting posts and they're a good source of story ideas for the program. But have you ever thought about how much influence these social networks have over political movements? Right here in the U.S., Occupy Wall Street. They first began organizing based upon news stories that they could get out, that they could then replicate on Facebook and Twitter, and that's how they did their organization. That's how they called their meetings and their calls to action. All of that stuff. Politicians. Every politician worth his salt's got a Facebook account, a Twitter account. Somehow they have learned to connect on social networks in order to influence their constituents or the people that they're trying to get to vote for them or the cause. So when I saw that Facebook was going to start allowing these video clips of beheadings to be posted, my first thought was, well, I kind of shrugged my shoulders. I'm not surprised. And my first thought was, well, the good side of this is it will require people to really kind of stop and think about what their kids are doing on this network, what their employees are doing, their privacy settings, what can be shared and not shared. It really requires some responsibility of the users to now become more active in how they use them, as opposed to, I think, how many people use it today. It's just kind of this mindless activity.
The NSA spying controversy, number 7 on the countdown, moving toward number 10. Here's host John Justice with political analyst David Gardenstein Ross. They discuss claims the NSA has been spying on our allies in Europe.
The French president has expressed deep disapproval over claims the U.S. National Security Agency secretly tapped phone calls in France. In a phone conversation between Obama, he said that this was an unacceptable between friends and allies and demanding an explanation. Is this something that has always gone on in terms of our spying into specifically France, or and it's more just now public knowledge, or is this something new that we've been doing?
Well, allies do spy on each other. I mean, the question of has it always gone on, I think the answer is no, in the sense of there's a lot more electronic communication now, and it's a lot easier to monitor electronic communication in a wide scale. That's what digitization as opposed to analog communications allows. So the scale of it almost certainly has increased over time. But one of the reasons that the U.S. is spying on France is certainly the fact that the U.S. believes that France is one of the top 4 countries in terms of electronic spying on the United States.
Oh, so this is our spying because they're spying on us.
Well, it's a chicken and egg question. I think the capacity for spying has increased. If you're talking about U.S. spying, and it's a legitimate topic of discussion. Although I wish that this information hadn't been leaked to the media. But at the same time, you can't talk about the U.S. in a vacuum. That's one of the problems with the Snowden revelations overall. It talks about the U.S. efforts in a vacuum. There's not a discussion as to why the U.S., for example, would spy on Brazil or spy on Mexico or spy on France. And in all of those, there's different reasons which influence the validity or lack thereof of doing so.
Well, why do you say that you wish the information hadn't gone public? I mean, I would imagine a lot of people listening would be like, well, why shouldn't we know this? Why do you think that this shouldn't be privileged or shouldn't be information that we all should be aware of?
Because, as I said, France, I believe, is heavily involved in spying on the U.S. electronically. And so, when it's something that so many countries do, in fact, it's often that everybody spies, and that's true. When it's something everybody does, I don't like having U.S. spying out on the front pages while French spying and Russian spying, et cetera, are not. If there were transparency in spying efforts, well, number one, then, it wouldn't really, it's still spying when there's transparency in spying, number one. But number two, you don't want to be the one country which everybody knows what you're doing. The complaints about the U.S., I think, are not so much the fact that the U.S. is involved in spying, but the U.S. has leapfrogged other countries in terms of being so good at it.
Number 8 item on the countdown is what's going on in Iran. Here's host Sam Cedar talking about recent comments from Sheldon Adelson, the Republican contributor in Las Vegas, who said the Republicans ought to only be willing to negotiate with Iran after we nuke them.
There are times where I have a sound clip which it's almost impossible to contextualize. And almost not worth debunking, but is so just crazy that it's worth playing. And the only thing I can tell you about this sound clip is that it's Sheldon Adelson, the man who bankrolled Newt Gingrich and then Mitt Romney to the tune of how many? Tens of millions? Was it 100 million? Neocon anti-labor mogul Sheldon Adelson. And here is Sheldon Adelson's advice to the president in terms of dealing with Iran.
You would support negotiations with Iran currently so long as they first seized all enrichment of uranium?
No. What do you mean support negotiations? What are we going to negotiate about? What I would say is, listen, you see that desert out there? I want to show you something. You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in the middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of Tehran. So we mean business. You want to be wiped out? Go ahead, take a tough position and continue with your nuclear development.
So there it is. Sheldon Adelson's advice is to launch a nuclear weapon just to sort of show, like, it's like a broadside. Look, we will nuke a desert, and the next one's going to be in Tehran. I have an idea. Sheldon Adelson's got $100 million to spend on an election. Why doesn't he just build a small bomb? Just blow it up and say, hey, look what happened. What a moron.
Up next, the World Series. How's it going? You like the Red Sox? You like the Cardinals? And then there's a focus on Twitter that we'll have for you in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review. The Countdown Show continues on the air.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 9 as we reach for number 10. Number 9, the World Series this week. Got started. Here's host Steve Simpson talking to correspondent Ron Ratter about the increasing security that was necessary in Boston, or at least the officials thought that it was security needed, stemming from the marathon incident last April.
Baseball is such a regional sport, except for the World Series, of course, and it's an interesting sport to cover.
It is. It's very parochial.
Yes.
You said. And Red Sox Nation, which covers New England, all the way down to probably midway through Connecticut before you start getting into Yankee and Met territory. It's one of these things that really bonds a community. And then you go back 6 months here and the unfortunate incident that happened at the Boston Marathon, only a mile and a quarter from Fenway Park. You had a big police presence last night, and the fans I talked to felt good about that because they feel good about their police, and they felt very safe. The backpack checks went very efficiently. I mean, it was just, you know, a machine-like the way they went through it. I mean, they've gone through it a little bit since April, let's be honest. But it was almost a culmination of all of that. But at the same time, they really sounded like business as usual at 101-year-old Fenway Park, where, as someone pointed out, they don't play music to get the crowd to cheer. They just know when.
You mentioned the security. There really is kind of this bond, isn't there, between the Red Sox and that tragedy that took place back in April, because they had a home game and a lot of folks had gone from the game down to the marathon. That's how that day works in Boston.
Right, it does, because they play a late morning game at Fenway Park. But and they did, and remember, they had to cancel a game because you had the suspects were still
yes.
loose.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went through all of that, and then when they came back, they had that big moment where David Ortiz got on the microphone and used a profanity that, not in our bleeping town, was
yep.
what he said. And that really became a rallying point. It's like, you know, the Red Sox really took it as a personal affront. And when the fans heard Ortiz say that, who already was a beloved figure, for him to have said that, it was like, yeah, yeah, what he said.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the White House Twitter fiasco and the firing of that fellow who got caught acting like a child. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to correspondent Wendell Goler about the White House security staff member who was fired this week after posting on a secret Twitter account.
The senior official involved in nuclear talks with Iran fired over anonymous tweets bashing his bosses. A lot of his bosses. Senior White House foreign affairs correspondent Wendell Goler's live there, the latest on the North Lawn. What do you know about this man here, Wendell?
Well, Bill, Jofi Joseph was a director in the non-proliferation section of the National Security Council. He was working on the effort to get Iran to open up its nuclear program to international inspection. He had a Twitter account under the name NatSec Wonk, National Security Wonk, from February 2011 until it was closed down last week when the White House counsel's office figured out who he was, confronted him, fired him on the spot and took away his security clearance. Now, Joseph told Politico, quote, what started out as an intended parody of D.C. culture developed over time into a series of inappropriate and mean-spirited comments. I bear complete responsibility for this affair, and I sincerely apologize to everyone I insulted. And he insulted a number of people, according to the Daily Beast, which saved a number of the Twitter feeds before the account was shut down. Joseph called senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett a vacuous cipher. He called Sarah Palin white trash, and asked if former Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin was wearing beer goggles the night she met her future husband, Anthony Weiner.
Bill? Well, he didn't stop. And apparently a lot of people in Washington were following this guy. He had a national security clearance as well, I understand. Right, Wendell?
He did, though there's no indication that he revealed any classified information. Joseph had also served at the State Department, and he struck a nerve with a series of tweets about the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. One tweet said, quote, look, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is an ass, but he's onto something here with the Hillary Clinton whitewash of accountability for Benghazi. Joseph had reportedly been scheduled to rotate out of the White House and into a senior Pentagon position. That's something that obviously won't happen now.
Recapping the items that are through from number 10 to number 1 through our research, the big stuff this week on News Talk Radio, the White House Twitter situation, the Twitter-er, number 10, World Series number 9, Iran number 8, NSA spying controversy number 7, the Facebook video changes allowing violent things number 6, jobs report number 5, shutdown aftermath number 4, state of the GOP number 3, school violence number 2, and the showdown over the Affordable Health Care Act and the website number 1 this week. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.